time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 16th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories that we are following this half hour. A dining hall tucked into Wilson Street near Railroad Square in Santa Rosa that served meals to the poor and homeless for over 60 years has been sold and will cease operations on March 8th. The St. Vincent de Paul Society, which owns the building, recently made the announcement. The nonprofit Jesus Cares 2020 operates the hall, serving up to 100 dinners 5 nights a week. St. Vincent de Paul told the Press Democrat they are focusing on low-income housing now. The Santa Rosa man who went missing Wednesday afternoon from his residential community in Fountain Grove has now been found. 79-year-old Richard Cleverly was rescued from a creek bed about a half mile from his home. He had fallen and, due to limited mobility, was unable to get back up. He was transported to the hospital and remains in critical condition. A Richmond man was arrested after a search of his home uncovered nearly a dozen military-style machine guns, 60 assault rifles, and approximately 1 million rounds of ammunition, among other weapons and explosives. The man, whose name and exact location will not be released, was prohibited from owning or possessing any weapons, according to California Attorney General Rob Bonta. In sports, the Warriors beat the Utah Jazz 140-137 with the help of 37 points from Klay Thompson, and Caitlin Clark did it, breaking the NCAA women's basketball scoring record. She now has 3,569 career points. Your forecast: cloudy skies for today with low 60s. Tonight, cloudy. Some light rain will begin. Overnight lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, rain up to 2 inches from this first storm. Then Sunday, another stronger storm that will dump another 2 to 5 inches on us through Wednesday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The cold weather may be lingering, but SCP has some hot tips to help save energy and show your bill some love. Start by making sure you're on the right electricity rate plan and taking advantage of discount programs you may qualify for. These two things can make a big difference in your bill. Show your thermostat some TLC. Lower it a few degrees when you're away or snuggled up under a blanket. And consider a smart thermostat. It knows when to keep it cozy and when to take a break. Let's talk lighting. Swap out those old bulbs for energy-efficient LEDs. They're brighter and they last longer. Your wallet will thank you. And be sure to check your energy bill for any unusual spikes. It could be time to reassess your energy habits. We can help. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org or drop by our Energy Center in Santa Rosa. For more help, understanding, and lowering your bill, we look forward to seeing you. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
It's Big O Tires. Buy two, get two tires free sale now through Monday. This legendary deal comes once a year on select in-stock sets. And with the purchase of a tire protection package, one-year alignment, and installation package on all four tires, you'll get four tires for the price of two. Plus, getting credit is easy this week. Flexible options are available, and approval just takes minutes. During this once-a-year opportunity to get four tires for the price of two at participating Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The man who brought the rock and roll edge to the Eagles, Grammy winner and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Don Felder.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing hits like Life in the Fast Lane, Hotel California, Take It Easy, Tequila Sunrise, and more. Friday, April 12th, the event at Creighton Resort and Casino. Reserve seats on sale now at CreightonResortCasino.com. Don't miss Don Felder.
102.7 The Ball.
All right, guys, a little after 7 o'clock, time to crank out another hour of America's greatest hits. Good stuff coming up. I've got Billy Idol, some Bryan Adams in there, along with CCR, Blondie, Journey, Fleetwood Mac, some Huey Lewis in the news, and Queen coming up. Plus, we're going to rewind the year 1975 as well, this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Kids.
97 The Wolf.
Showing signs of picking up a little bit, so let's get another update on the roadways from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Injury crash on surface streets. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. It matters who does your taxes. On Santa Rosa Streets, Hall Road at Irwin Lane is the place to avoid. A vehicle blew a tire and skidded off the roadway. Southbound 101 leaving Petaluma looks pretty decent until you get to San Antonio Creek. Then you're tapping the brakes into the Narrows. From there, it looks good into San Rafael. 28 minutes from Petaluma to the 580 split, 41 minutes to the Golden Gate. Why are people saying hoo-yeah to Jackson Hewitt? When you switch to Jackson Hewitt, they'll beat what you paid last year on tax prep, even if you filed online. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Before the storm, I know Wines, 1975.
America suffers a canning lid crisis, the subject of two congressional investigations. First Lady Betty Ford says that she would not be shocked to find out her daughter had a love affair and had smoked marijuana. In Sonoma County, federal agencies began moving into the newly constructed federal building in Santa Rosa. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as the Wolf Rewinds, 1975.
White man right here, 102.7 The Wolf. It's Rick Michaels. By the way, we do have two frequencies, 102.7. It pretty much services all of Santa Rosa, the Rincon Valley, Windsor, Healdsburg, and a little north of that. However, 102.5, that services the southbound part of the county.
time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 16th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories that we are following this half hour. So far this month, Mother Nature has cost Sonoma County about $3.2 million in storm damage to roads and buildings, with more rain due in this weekend. While a decent number, it's pretty small compared to last year when severe storms caused $15 to $17 million in damage. So far, most of the damage has been roadway washouts, down trees and power lines, and some damage to county buildings. At least 25 students at Vintage High School in Napa were taken to the hospital with what originally was thought to be symptoms from a gas leak, but that has since been ruled out. Some went by ambulance, some were transported by their parents. Police and fire responded along with PG&E, but the source of the illness was not discovered. None of the students were seriously injured. Two people were struck and killed in two separate motor vehicle accidents in Lake County. The first took place Tuesday when 90-year-old Kenneth John Beach of Kelseyville was struck and killed by a semi-truck at 6:30 in the morning on State Route 29. Conditions were cloudy, cool, and dark at the time. The second was on Wednesday when a 67-year-old woman was hit while attempting to cross State Route 20 in Nice and was pronounced dead.